Communication Skills for Engineers, The 7 Deadly Sins and How to Overcome Them. This episode of the Engineering Career Coach, TECC, podcast focuses on communication skills for engineers. I interview Skip Weissman, who is an internationally recognized expert in workplace communication skills for engineers, and discuss workplace communication, one of the skills that is critical to building your engineering career. Skip Weissman works with small business owners and their teams to create championship company cultures by getting all individuals in the work environment to communicate more effectively together. He was a CEO for 5 different professional baseball franchises in the U.S. and has been invited to speak to engineering organizations and associations to help engineers and project managers to communicate more effectively within their own organizations, as well as to serve clients at much higher levels to improve project profitability. Weissman has appeared on Fox Business News and is often quoted in articles for Forbes.com and U.S. News World Report on workplace communication issues. According to Weissman, engineers take a 67% risk of damaging important relationships with people every time they speak. Skip gives us the 3 potential outcomes with regards to communication skills for engineers: 1, building relationship; 2, eroding trust; and 3, instantly destroying the trust. Communication skills for engineers. Listen to this session and learn the 7 biggest mistakes engineers make that cause virtually all of their communication problems. Lack of specificity, lazy communication habits, communication that is not specific enough. Lack of desirable behaviors, telling people what not to do, for example, do not forget to do this or that, etc., instead of what we do want them to do. Lack of immediacy, putting off a difficult conversation, for example, bad news, problems, communication procrastination. Lack of respectful rebuttals, using but, for example, we wanted to give you a raise but, people know something bad is coming, use an instead. Lack of appropriate tone and body language, raised voices, yelling, pointing, stems from lack of emotional intelligence. Lack of focused attention, when you are multitasking when someone is talking to you, this is devaluing the other person. Lack of directness and candor, not talking about the elephants in the room, people talking in general context hoping people get what they really mean. Weissman also discusses in detail the reasons why these communication mistakes occur and perpetuate, and he also gives some simple strategies to overcome these mistakes. He really digs into the importance of communication skills for engineers. Which of the 7 communication mistakes do you think you need to reduce or eliminate in your engineering career and life? Anthony Fasano, P., author of Engineer Your Own Success, found success as an engineer at a very early age and now writes and podcasts to help other engineers do the same. Visit Anthony's website at engineeringcareercoach.com to access all of the free engineering career resources he has created to help engineers succeed.